Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. Matt, it's so great to be with you again. How has 2025 started for you, Matt?
It's going great. I opened the year at the Consumer Electronics Show, so we'll probably talk a little bit about that later.
Yeah, I bet we can talk about that. Let's outline what we're going to talk about. This year is getting off to a running start, Matt. At the Consumer Electronics Show, or the CES, you have seen the Honda concept cars, the Honda Zero SUV and Honda Zero Saloon prototypes. We'll talk about that. In the international intrigue department, it looks like Ford Motor Company might be at odds with the U.S. Department of Defense. It's got a deal with a Chinese battery maker that has been called out by the Department of Defense, so we'll give you more on that. General Motors head of design is retiring after 42 years at the company, and we'll discuss what that might mean for the future of automotive design. And BMW has unveiled a radical new infotainment scheme that's it's set to install in many of its upcoming vehicles, so we'll tell you all about that. Matt, the car industry is just getting more interesting every day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not changing. I mean, the only change is change, and it's been a busy year. CES off to a big start. It's going to be an exciting year. A lot of bit transitional stuff with electronics and electrics, and this is an exciting time to be in the business.
Absolutely. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Matt and I have known each other for years. We worked together at Kelley Blue Book for something like a decade, and you've got a book out that's gaining a lot of attention, Matt. What's the name of it?
It's titled How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. And basically, it tells you everything you need to know if you're a first-time EV buyer.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to talk about that. We'll talk about it later in the show. And is there a car you'd like to discuss this week, Matt?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to drive the Hyundai Sorento X-Line while I was visiting family in Chicago.
Very cool. My test car is the 2024 Mazda CX-50 Turbo Premium. We have a great guest for you. Paul Till is director of Dodge Products Muscle Car, and we'll be talking about the Dodge Charger Daytona. So we've got tons of show for you this week. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Neared back with you. Chris Teague is ill this week. A lot of illness at the beginning of the year, but luckily Matt has stepped into the breach as he usually does, and we're so glad to have him. And he's hot off being at the Consumer Electronics Show, or I guess it's called CES now. I think
they
ditched the Consumer Electronics thing because it's so much more than that. But one of the things there was Honda exhibiting its Zero Series electric vehicles, the Honda Zero SUV and Honda Zero Saloon, which we would call a sedan, I think. It's not a bar or tavern. And kind of cool stuff. I mean, you probably got a chance to take a look at these. What is your overall take?
Boy, they're really swoopy. I mean, they keep saying it's close to production models. And if they are, they're like concept cars for the street, especially the Saloon. It kind of reminds me of what Lamborghini might have done if they kept the Espada around. I mean, it's low and sleek, a sports car sedan, really, very futuristic looking. And then they showed an SUV version of it, which was not really a traditional SUV. I mean, it was still kind of swoopy and funky. So we'll see. I mean, they say they're going to build these things in Ohio and they're going to be out on the market soon. So we'll have to stay tuned and see how well. I mean, I think they're promising a 300-mile range and affordability is going to be the key on it.
Yeah, I mean, they're also talking about level 3 automated driving with these things, which is kind of interesting, and a big-time new operating system for its infotainment, and I guess even beyond that. Personal mobility experiences is what they're calling them now, Matt. You know, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, I think they're trying to pack as much technology into these things as they can, because I think the Honda image has taken a bit of a hit. It's selling very well right now, which kind of surprised me. But the Prologue, which is built by GM, is their electric vehicle entry that they're pushing right now. But I think the Koreans kind of have stolen the mantle away from Honda with new models, new technology, hybrids, electric, fuel cell vehicles. And I think this is Honda's attempt to get its mojo back. And I think that's one of the reasons why the styling on these two vehicles is so dramatic.
Yeah, I think Honda's been doing a much better job with styling lately. I don't know whether you call these things attractive or not. I mean, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder. What's your take on that?
I think they're striking. That's a good word.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, I, you know, We were driving the Civic Hybrid as part of the Car of the Year drive, and that's a very handsome vehicle, and they did a great job on the interior. But I think, like on the main line, some of the older, you know, I think their vehicles have been aging quicker than they had been in the past. And I think that they really want to sort of leapfrog the competition and have a design that may have some legs underneath it. But, you know, we'll see. It could be a very polarizing design as well.
Yeah. Well, that means, wow.
Yeah.
It's going to shock some people. And that's not something Honda has typically done. And like you say, I think they're trying to regain their mojo that they might have lost. Well, this is a fascinating story to me. You know, I don't know that I want to come afoul of the Department of Defense, of all people. But Ford Motor Company might have done just that. I mean, the U.S. Department of Defense has put CATL, C-A-T-L, the world's largest EV battery maker, and another company called Tencent Holdings, on its list of companies allegedly tied to China's military, and China not necessarily a friendly country to us. So, I mean, this has got to throw Ford Motor Company for a loop because they're doing a deal with CATL. Your thoughts on that, Matt?
Well, you know, that's one of the things China has been able to do, and as part of their government policy, is to corner the market on electric battery technology, rare earth materials, even the processing of lithium. You know, you can mine lithium in the U.S. and people are finding it, but the little known secret is a lot of that lithium ends up going over to China to get processed. And I think the Department of Defense is concerned about data. You know, that these batteries somehow put in American vehicles and sold in the U.S. Could provide a gateway to get data from vehicles that somehow could be advantaged or use by the Chinese military. So, you know, and it's kind of interesting because they've jumped into this thing, and the other thing that they're facing are really high tariffs. So it's kind of a double whammy for Ford right now, because not only are they on this watch list by the Department of Defense, they're in agreements with people that if they bring this stuff in, they're going to have to pay some pretty hefty tariffs on it.
Yeah, and you know, they've got this giant Michigan plant, a $3.5 billion Michigan plant that's supposed to use this technology from this Chinese company. That now might be verboten or might, yeah, you know, put them at risk. And, you know, certainly we don't want to do anything that's going to endanger our security and give our secrets over to the Chinese. I'm concerned about that with my kids using TikTok, for heaven's sake.
So, yes, and Tencent actually owns TikTok.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So, you know, it's all of a piece.
Yeah, exactly true. Well, we'll see how that unfolds. That should be kind of fascinating. As I think you know, Matt, Michael Simcoe, the Senior Vice President of GM Global Design, is about to retire. He's going to retire on July 1st. 42-year career as a designer. Some interesting stuff. The Cadillac Lyric, GMC Hummer EV. He had a hand in that, more than a hand in that, I think.
Yeah.
He's going to be succeeded by a guy named Brian Nesbitt, who has been at Cadillac Design. I mean, you're an observer of the industry, heaven knows. What's your take on this and what it's going to do to design?
You know, Michael had pretty big shoes to fill when Ed Welburn retired. And Michael's a native of Australia. He worked on some really cool stuff. I mean, he did the GTO back when they were using the Holden Monaro for that vehicle. So he's had a very distinguished career, and I think he's held up. You know, that's one thing people have not criticized GM over is design. They do still do some fairly attractive cars. The new Corvette certainly made the transition to mid-engine format, big change, and I think it's been warmly received, and that's a feather in his cap. And I think that trend will continue. I mean, Brian Nesbitt worked at Chrysler before, and he had a hand in the PT Cruiser. Very talented guy, and
a personal favorite of one Matt DiLorenzo.
Yes, I own two, and I wrote a book about him. But Brian is also talented. So you know, the bench, the design bench at GM has been deep, And that's one of the great resources that they've had. And I think the industry really has a lot of respect for the people who are drawing the cars over there at GM.
Yeah, I took a look at some of Nesbitt's Cadillac prototypes and concept cars, like the Opulent Velocity, which I think mm-hmm. is a really cool-looking car, for example. So, Leigh, maybe I'm not loving that as much, especially the interior of that thing. It's a little, a 80s leisure suit inside, but that. Well, let's talk a little bit about this panoramic iDrive system that BMW is putting out there along with a new operating system. I mean, it gets to be, and I guess that's why CES is such a place for this stuff, is these electronics kind of overshadow the typical mechanicals of a vehicle, right?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting that they're able to harness a lot of this latest technology, a lot of head-up display kind of projections and things, and this is kind of a follow along on that, being able to basically use your windshield as a screen. I've seen a lot of really interesting technology like that this week. Gentex actually, they have a sun visor that's actually clear, and then you put it down, and then you can adjust how dense the shading is, so you can actually see through it but block the sun out. So there's just some really cool stuff coming out for cars that's going to be a game changer. And certainly this BMW is up there on the list.
Yeah, A-pillar to A-pillar, your whole windscreen will be a display. So that's pretty cool. Well, when we come back, we will be road testing some pretty cool vehicles, including the Kia Sorento and the Mazda CX-50. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo, Cagney Rad with you for Road Test Time on America on the Road. And Matt is a last-minute substitute co-host for us this week, and we're so happy he's with us. We do appreciate that. We wish Chris Teague good health. He's recovering from a little illness in reaction to some medications, I think. And he hopefully will be with us again next week. But Matt, you had a chance to drive a vehicle that I've liked a lot, and I think it's somewhat underrated. It's the Kia Sorento,
yep.
One of their crossover SUVs. Tell us about it, would you?
Yeah, it's one of those tweeners. The Sorento sits there. It's not quite a midsize. It offers three rows of seating, but it's a little bit bigger than your typical two-row compact. So I think it's going to fit perfectly with people who have like young children, want the third row. It's a handsome, you know, Kia has a nice family of styling going, and it fits right in there. It looks like the Niro below it, and it looks a little like the Telluride above it. And it's just really a cool looking vehicle and very SUV-like. I had the X-Line trim. So it had black wheels and kind of blacked out trim and kind of macho looking. And the great thing about these kinds of vehicles is with the electronics today, the off-road capability of them are incredible. So you got all these different modes in there to do like hill descent, cruise control, hill. You know, you can actually set this thing up and it'll climb a hill. You don't have to put your foot on the gas. It'll just drive you up at like 2 or 3 miles an hour. So it has that tremendous off-road capability, but as an everyday driving, you know, the family around, I had it while I was in Chicago. The size was perfect for parking in the city, and we had room for six with the center captain's chairs, which were very comfortable. And there's still a decent amount. There's over 36 inch, almost 37 inches of legroom in the third row, which is exceptional for a vehicle of this size. And the engine is plenty powerful. It's a 2.5 liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine. And it delivers 281 horsepower, which is all you would need. And it gets pretty decent gas. You know, it's not a hybrid. You can get a hybrid version that'll get you over 30 miles per gallon. We were seeing in the cold weather, low 20s, 22, 23 miles per gallon.
Yeah, I think a lot of us were surprised that when Kia came out with the Telluride, that they didn't discontinue the Sorento. It seemed like maybe they were redundant. But, you know, I think both of us, certainly I'm happy that they kept it around. And I think it fills a niche. I think they have it's a good value vehicle. And both of those vehicles, I think, have resonated quite well with the public, which is why Kia is doing so well. And I think in the previous segment, you were talking about how the Koreans like Kia and Hyundai had kind of stolen Honda's mojo. And this is a prime example, I think.
Yeah, in addition to the really great styling outside, inside, it comes across as a very premium vehicle. Especially in the trim, we had the SX Prestige, which is the top trim level. Leather seats, you know, soft touch materials everywhere. They do have a big, 12.3 inch center touchscreen, which is great. They do have. I'm a big, I like to have buttons backing things up. You know, I'm kind of an old school guy like that. They have kind of a auxiliary touchscreen panel with two knobs. On paper, it's kind of cool because you can, you have a knob to adjust your temperature, and then you touch this screen and it'll flip over to the audio so you can actually do the volume and tuning. But the problem is you still have to take your eyes off the road to see where you're going to touch it to make sure that's in the right mode so that you can play with the knobs. So you know, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I think, maybe it's my luck, Matt. I always seem to be in the wrong thing. Like,
exactly.
If I want to turn up the radio, I'm in the other mode. Doesn't work all that well.
It's never the right mode. But it's a nice vehicle. I really enjoyed it. It is, when you get into the trim level we were in, it does get a little pricey. It was about $47,000, $48,000. You can get into the lower trim levels in the $30,000 range, $30,000 to $40,000 range. But it's a great vehicle. I mean, if you have a family and you want a three-row SUV, but you don't want a big honking SUV, this is the one to get.
Yeah. I think the sweet spot in a lot of these vehicles, Sorento certainly, is kind of mid-range as opposed to the upper range. I mean, it's nice to have all that stuff, and we as testers love having that stuff. But when it vaults the price way up toward $50,000, well, maybe in the real world we would settle for something that was more like $40,000 and had a reasonable amount of stuff, but not every bell and whistle. Well, I was driving a vehicle I like a lot, and it's another one of those vehicles where I thought when they introduced this vehicle, they would discontinue another vehicle, and that is its a sister vehicle, the Mazda CX-5. I'm talking about the Mazda CX-50. Which is a compact SUV, and interestingly, it has remained in the lineup or gone into the lineup, and the CX-5 is also in the lineup, and they kind of do the same thing. In a lot of ways, I think the CX-50 is maybe a little sportier, although we have always liked the sportiness of the CX-5, and kind of feels like a hot hatch, despite the fact that it's being pitched as an SUV, and it's all-wheel drive all the time. Before I go any farther, what's your kind of, from the 35,000-foot level view of the CX-50?
I'm with you. You know, when the CX-50 came out, I thought, well, why are they going to, you know, are they going to keep the CX-5 around, and why? They are different vehicles. I think the trims are different, the just the execution. The CX-50, because it is a newer vehicle, really takes advantage of a lot more. Better, I think the interior is a little nicer, and you get that sense that you're a newer, fresher vehicle. The CX-5 is a great, it's a great buy, and the thing is that they're built in two different places. The CX-5 still comes over from Japan, and the CX-50 is being built here in the U.S. alongside the Corolla Cross, I think in Alabama. You know, the SUV market is so strong that I think you're going to see a lot of manufacturers have as many variations in sizes and price points in SUVs that they used to have in cars. You know, you'd look and you could.
Well, and certainly this size vehicle is, one of the most popular sizes out there,
right?
The compact SUV. I think it's the most popular segment out there. This thing starts at about $30,000for the 2.5 S Select, and then it goes up. You can get one well into the $40,000 range, which is kind of a bit much for a compact SUV, according to me, but I've been around a while. Every one of them has iActive all-wheel drive. It also has Mazda Intelligent Drive Select, so you have different on- and off-road modes. And, you know, this is a car that's a blast to drive on the road, but actually has some reasonable off-road chops, too. I remember being on the launch of this thing and being quite surprised by what it would do off-road. A 6-speed automatic transmission, which is kind of idiosyncratic to Mazda, that they use something like that. But they have reasons, their own reasons to do that. And I think it's a good-looking vehicle, too. I mean, there's just a lot to like about it. In the form I had, of course, we had a top of the line because, you know, who are we? We're top of the line kind of people, right, Matt? So I had the premium version here, the turbo premium Super Zuty. 227 horsepower out of its turbocharged engine. And so that's pretty darn good. I think, actually, if you use premium fuel, you crank up the horsepower even a little bit more. And it's super fun to drive, like I say, all-wheel drive. It'll tow 3,500 pounds, too, so that's kind of interesting. And I think both inside and out, this is a premium-looking vehicle. I mean, what's your take on that, Matt?
Well, that's one of the great things about the Mazda brand is that they really have positioned themselves as like a half a step up from your normal mass market. So when you get into that version of the CX-50, you really are like almost near luxury. which I think is some people really appreciate. And they look for that, and they want exclusivity. They don't sell a heck of a lot of these things, so you will not see one in every corner.
Yeah. You see a lot of them, though, I think, where people are smart, you know, because I think it's a pretty smart buy. Like you say, almost premium, 20-inch alloy wheels on the vehicle I had, rain-sensing windshield wipers, a rear wiper with de-icer, kind of premium stuff, panoramic moonroof. So you got to like that. LED headlights, of course. We're seeing that all over the place. And then the interior. I think Mazda does such a good job with the interiors. I mean, leather trimmed. I mean, this could be in a premium brand, a luxury brand vehicle without any doubt, as far as I'm concerned. Heated and ventilated front seats, a heated steering wheel, one of my favorite things on earth. I love having my digits warmed when on the steering wheel, even in the middle of the summer. And, keyless entry system. So it's a vehicle with a lot of cool stuff. And then there is the infotainment system. I mean, Chris and I talk about the Mazda infotainment system, but what's your quick take on it?
This is with the rotary dial.
Yes.
It's not a touchscreen necessarily. And there's a bit of a learning curve, but it's one of those things that once you adapt to, I don't really have a problem with it. And again, because you're using an analog rotary dial, I think if you're used to using it, is a little bit distracting than hunting and pecking on a screen.
Yeah, I think you can get used to it. And when you're using Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, oddly, it works as a touchscreen. So go figure.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Well, so two worthwhile vehicles, maybe a little under the radar vehicles, the Kia Sorento and the Mazda CX-50. Both very good ones to take a look at and kind of cross over SUV world. Pretty cool. Well, when we come back, we will have a terrific guest. Paul Till is director of products, Dodge Products Muscle Car. That's in his title. Muscle Car is in his title. I think that's pretty cool. I had a chance to talk with him at the drive of the Dodge Charger Daytona. And so stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Red back with you, and we are at Radford Motorsports Park in Phoenix, Arizona, and driving one of the most exciting cars I've driven this year, maybe in a long, long time, the Dodge Charger Daytona. I have... Actually, Paul Till, you are director of Dodge Products Muscle Car, right?
That's correct.
Pretty cool. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, we're happy to have you out.
Muscle Car, electric. Put them together for me, would you?
It was a long debate on when Dodge went into the electrified space. It's tough to deny the performance of an electrified vehicle. The instant torque, you can rip it off the line on a 0-60, no slip. If you're true performance brand, you have to look at electrification. So we said, okay, we're going to look at electrification. But if we're going to do it, how are we going to stay true to the Dodge DNA? And so we got a few of us in a room that have been on the Dodge brand for a while, and we talked about how we got there, how we got into muscle cars. We've reminisced, we debated. And slowly over the course of a few days, some themes emerged on what a muscle car really is. Mm-hmm. And so for us, that was first has to look like a Dodge, then it has to feel like a Dodge, has to drive like a Dodge, and has to sound like a Dodge. And we thought if we could hit those four rules, we started calling them the Dodge Golden Rules, we could deliver an electrified vehicle to the marketplace and keep the DNA of the Dodge brand. And that's what we used as our rallying cry within our internal cross-functional teams. Hey, when we look to the design studio, look like a Dodge. We're not trying to make an EV. We're not trying to copy anyone else. Right. Squared off front end. You need the wide body stance. You need a long, lean design. We talked to the interior studio. We want a real handle when you shift the vehicle. We want the vehicle to be cantilevered a little bit towards the driver. It's driver centric. We talked to the engineering teams. We need to deliver the drive modes and the performance that we are known for. So on a scat pack, it's 670 horsepower. It's a 330-60. It's 11.5 quarter mile. And you have drive modes, sport, track, drag. And then, of course, you need to be able to do some donuts if you're driving a Dodge.
Yeah. Well, and beyond what a traditional muscle car would do, right? I mean, I grew up in the muscle car era. I mean, it's what excited me about cars. They're certainly one of the things that excited me about. You're a lot younger than I am, so you didn't grow up with that. But there are things that this vehicle will do that a muscle car of the 60s never even thought about doing.
So in terms of things that we can do now that you never thought about doing, so it's standard all-wheel drive. Let's start with that. And then because it's standard all-wheel drive and we got these big brakes on it, it's a 305, 325 setup. So big, fat tires on that vehicle to get all the grip you can handle. And all that grip goes straight to the ground because it's all-wheel drive. That's a departure from the muscle car of the past where you were trying to really manage that launch. This thing launches so easy. And then you talk about the technology that's in the car that's allowing us to deliver these different drive modes.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways, it's almost like driving a auto racing video game, right? I mean, that's the impression I got. I'm not a big gamer. Well, Pong was came when I was an adult already. Talk about that.
Yeah, so one of the really great things we put into the car, so in the scat pack, we have a new system called the Drive Experience Recorder. So when you talk about gaming, that's your ability to go in there and embed it in the center screen. You can go to the DXR screen, and we've got a 1080p camera mounted up top. It's got an interior microphone, and you can record your track sessions, whether you're going
around
the oval,
screaming, right?
Or you're on the drag strip. And the great part is then you can go and you can beat your own times. You can record that, you can export it, then you can post it. It looks like a video game when you post it, but it is your driving on the road.
Yeah. One thing about a classic muscle car, I think, was it was a straight line car. It was a drag strip car. Didn't corner all that well. I mean, they had solid rear axles, pretty rudimentary front suspension, kind of, not the tires that we have today. Tell us how we progressed beyond that.
Yeah, so it really comes down to getting that chassis really stiff. So this vehicle, the next-gen Charger Daytona, is about 20% stiffer than the outgoing Charger and Challenger vehicles. And that's really where you get the performance on the track. And then the next part is when you add the battery pack. So we use the battery pack not just as the propulsion system, part of the propulsion system, but it also creates stiffness in the overall chassis. So that's when you add that battery pack, 50% stiffer than the outgoing car. And that's where you get the performance on the road.
Yeah. Let's talk about, it's interesting that you're using this platform for both ICE cars, right? Conventional cars, internal combustion engine cars, and electric vehicles. Talk about that, because a lot of companies aren't going that direction.
Yeah, this is actually one of the things that I'm most proud of, or we're the most proud of as a team, is that from day one, we said this vehicle had to be multi-energy. We are going to deliver a vehicle to the market that was electric performance at the top end, but if, we know that's not for everyone. We're not going to convert everyone.
Right.
But we have this great...
There are Luddites like me out there, right?
But we have this great inline twin-turbo T6 in our portfolio. So we call that the six-pack. So we're going to deliver that six-pack high output with 550 horsepower and the six-pack SO, the standard output with 420 horsepower. Those are both going to come in the second half of 2025. So electrified performance at the top, gasoline performance kind of right in the middle there.
Yeah. Let's talk about what I was driving today, what we were driving here today. Tell our listeners about
you were in a Dodge Charger Daytona Scat Pack. So that is our two-door electrified muscle car that's coming to market. We're going to start shipping up later this year. They should be in dealerships real soon. So two doors. It's got, as I mentioned already, on the outside, the really classic line. So someone like you, you're going to see that car, and you're going to see some heritage to it. You're going to see the 68 Charger line.
Yeah,
the 68, 69 Charger. Mm-hmm. But the beautiful part is a younger person, a millennial, will see that car, and they'll see just a really beautiful future-looking car. So the exterior design is great. Two doors, you go around to the rear of the vehicle. We have a hidden hatch, so it's a hatchback design, which is great. So it's 33% larger in the rear, behind the rear seats than the outgoing car.
I think that's a brilliant move. I think that makes a whole heck of a lot of sense, because this would have a really small trunk lid if it were to have a conventional trunk lid, right?
Yes, it would, yeah. And that's the design studio, you know, really working their magic to take the form that we wanted and then making it as usable as possible.
Yeah, but I bumped into you. There's a lot of cargo space, right?
Yeah, a lot of cargo space. And I was going to say, what you're also going to see in the back of the car, which is the Fratzonic chambered exhaust. And that's the sound, right? That's what we started talking about earlier, is when we came to market with this vehicle, we knew we wanted it to be something new and unique. And sound is such a visceral part of the muscle car experience. And how are we going to do that and do it in an authentic way? So the Fratzonic chambered exhaust is our alternative to a tuned V8 exhaust. And hopefully your experience today is, you know, hearing is believing.
But exhaust implies something coming out, right? So, I mean, I guess sound is coming out of this as opposed to exhaust gases, right?
That is true. It's tough to deny, but there is moving air. So we have these patented technology that's in there that's actually these passive radiators that are flexing and moving some air. But at the end of the day,
the speaker would flex and move air, right?
The true statement. But muscle cars are intended to be fun and put a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. So hopefully when you turned it on and you heard the Fratzonic chambered exhaust startup, you had a smile on your face.
Yes, and it plays different tunes, so to speak. Yep. I mean, tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's tied to the throttle input and the regenerative braking. So as you accelerate, you get a different tone when you use the regenerative braking. And we took the regenerative braking and actually put it right on the paddle shifter. So it's almost like you're downshifting to add more regen. It's like you're in an ICE vehicle. And, you know, that... The response from the Fratzonic chambered exhaust is to the inputs of the driver. So it should be really familiar to anyone that's driving a vehicle that, you know, is coming out of an ICE vehicle. The Fratzonic chambered exhaust is giving you a very similar experience. And if you don't like it, you can turn it off.
Turn it off, yeah.
Yep.
My wife does that with me sometimes. I'm not going to listen to you, Jack. Give us some of the specs on this thing, because they're kind of mind-blowing in terms of horsepower, torque, all that stuff.
Yeah, so the top of the line is the Scat Pack. That's going to be 670 horsepower. It's going to be a 330-60 and an 11.5 quarter mile.
Got it. And there's a somewhat lesser model that it would blow the doors off.
Yeah, there's an RT that's 496 horsepower. Okay. Like that is a great car. I was in one this afternoon.
Uh-huh. Muscle car in your title. Is the most exciting or most muscle car thing about this vehicle?
For me, the most exciting part is the exterior design. Mm-hmm. So we took we deviated from what you see as a traditional EV, and we truly made a muscle car. And that was, again, the first golden rule was look like a Dodge. So on the front end of the vehicle, it's really squared off. And if you don't know any better, it just looks like a very, it looks like a really big squared off muscle car. But we have the front aero pass through. And that was the great compromise between the design studio and the engineering team was, you do need to get some range and some air to flow over the car. So we put this front aero pass through, but we boxed it in with this, with an R-wing is what we call it. And that creates the profile of a muscle car. Mm-hmm. So we got to do both things to take the aesthetics of a muscle car, but deliver the performance necessary for an EV.
Does that provide any kind of downforce or, you know, does it have aero?
Yep. You get a little bit of downforce and really it helps with the overall range.
Right. One thing about the classic muscle car was, wasn't that easy to drive necessarily, right? This vehicle is silky smooth kind of throughout. And with the exception of the sound that's piped in, you have that, you know, just calmness to it or satinness to it. Talk about that and what that implies to the new kind of performance.
So I think you're absolutely right that this car is silky smooth, straight line, and on curves. The one area where I'm going to say it is still required to be a good driver, so we put it into a drift and donut mode. So that enables the car to be set up in a rear-wheel drive basis, basically 100% rear-wheel drive bias, and we take off some of the traction control and iterations. And you can get onto a skid pad in a closed course, and you can do some donuts. But it requires a driver with some skill, because it's not going to be exactly like driving a V8. But we put the car in a rear-wheel drive basis, and that's where you can challenge yourself a little bit to see, can you control this car in that environment? Can you control it, control the vehicle into a very dedicated maneuver?
Yeah. Well, and it has so much power, I think, and yes, so much torque and instant torque. I mean, that's one of the things, just launching an electric car sometimes is a bit of a challenge compared to what we're used to with a conventional vehicle. One thing we always hear about electric vehicles, and I want you to either confirm it or put the lie to it, okay, is this this theory of road-hugging weight, which was always kind of a joke, really. I mean, in car magazines in the 60s and 70s, road-hugging weight was, they were laughing at cars with quote-unquote road-hugging weight. Tell me about, this is a heavy car, right? I mean, tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, all electric vehicles tend to be heavier than their ICE combustion counterparts, and we're no different here. We have a 100 kilowatt-hour battery, and we have a lot of big mechanical pieces. So the 20-inch 305, 20-inch 325 tires, the six-piston Brembo brakes, the adaptive semi-adaptive suspension, those pieces all add weight. So it is heavier than an ICE counterpart. But the way the vehicle drives, as you mentioned already, is silky smooth. So we're managing that weight. Weight is only a number if you can't control it. In this vehicle, we are controlling it. We have enough power for it. We have the braking power for it. So as soon as you put those two things together, the weight doesn't really matter, especially when it's in this vehicle. And a lot of it, you're lowering the center of gravity because of the battery pack. And we've got a better front to rear balance than the outgoing car. So now you're putting the weight kind of balanced over the two wheels. Mm-hmm. So that's where you're going
to
see the...
Is it closer to it can pretty much 50-50 or what's
it gets
the balance?
52-48. We'll check the spec sheet
after
this, though.
Yeah. Not too bad at all. One thing I didn't talk about is range. Tell us about range with...
So on our entry RT model, you can get a tire package that'll get you up to 308 miles. So, I mean, over 300, that's really good. And then the Scat Pack is going to get 241 miles. But as we say, you know, for the folks that have bought Hellcats and Scat Packs, they're never asking, what's the fuel economy of my Scat Pack or my Hellcat?
Right.
So 240 miles, and I've been in those cars on and off again, and no issue with that in my daily driver.
Anything else you'd like to add before I let you go, Paul?
No, I just really appreciate you being out here and evaluating a car for us.
Yeah, I love talking to you about it. Paul Till is Director of Dodge Products Muscle Car. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jackie Radback with you, and it is listener question time. And I'll tell you, Matt, I think this listener question is right up your alley as the author of How to Buy an Affordable EV. This is from a guy named Asa in Bend, Oregon. He says this: I have been going slow on buying an electric vehicle because I've been waiting for that battery breakthrough. But it seems like that's never going to come. Should I keep waiting? What do you guys think, Matt?
It's just around the corner, Jack.
Right, yeah.
The solid-state battery. The chemistry is going to change. The batteries are going to get better. The range. But it's going to be incremental. There's no magic bullet that's coming all of a sudden. That's going to be affordable. And I would say that if Asa wants to try an electric vehicle, jump in now and lease it. Don't buy, lease. Because right now, a lot of the EVs that are normally not eligible for the $7,500 tax credit on a retail sale are eligible for $7,500 under a lease program because they're bought as fleet vehicles. And so the manufacturers really want to move them. They want to get the credits for those EVs. So they're really having some attractive lease deals right now. You know, that the surprising sales of that Honda Prologue is being driven by a very attractive lease program of under $400 a month. So if you want to do it, I'd probably recommend a two-year lease.
Well, before we go, I'd like to thank Matt for being with us. Number one, Matt, we appreciate it. And I also want to remind people to look for your book, How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. We'll provide a link to that in our show notes. So thanks so much for being with us, Matt. I do appreciate it.
It's always great being here, Jack. I love talking to you.
I love talking to you, whether it's on the air or not, Matt. So we'll have to do it more often. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And, of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast on all the podcast outlets and on YouTube and Rumble channels. We have those, so subscribe to those. Always wonderful to be with you, Matt. I can't wait to do it again very, very soon.
Well, you have a great new year, Jack.
Pleasure to be here. My best, and every listener is dear to us, and we thank you so much for listening to America on the Road. Join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.